Locker Room Chats here on KNZA, getting you set for week three of high school football. It's moving along quick, already 25% of the way through the regular season. We're going to talk Royal Valley football now with the head coach in David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, at home, week two against Jeff West, maybe one of the more surprising teams in the league through the first couple of weeks, this Jeff West Tigers team, as they're able to get the win 35-20. I guess before kind of diving into it, just the initial takeaway from that week two loss.
It's hard to kind of wrap your head around when you win the game for 47 minutes and 10 seconds or 8 seconds or whatever. You have 102 more yards than the other team. You create 5 turnovers. You go 4-for-4 on fourth down. You know, you do all these things, that really well, and you just come up short at the end. The final score on, officially is 35-20, but really it's 21-20. And you got to get 2-point conversions. You got to convert your extra points to put pressure on the other team. You can't have penalties like we had that just kills drives. Even though you're averaging almost 5 yards a carry, you can't do that to yourself. And that was unfortunate that happened to us, but that's only going to make us stronger in the long run.
Yeah, it's early on in the season for sure, but you talk about statistically having advantages in certain areas and a good chunk, for that game. You're never going to really look at one singular play and say that was the difference that we lost the game, but do you feel like there was a moment in that game that really maybe kind of turned the tide, maybe in the favor of Jeff West a little bit?
I don't think so. When you really look, it was a sum of a lot of things. Having to replace 40% of your starting offensive line from week one to week two, and those guys are coming back. That kind of hurts. So that's a pre-game thing. And then, Jeff West is a solid team. They got 4-year stars all over the place. They're big kids. And they took advantage of us not having all of our big kids. And that's good by them. And they added a couple of skill kids that really, really advanced their team. Even with our injuries and stuff, you take away a couple of, again, their new additions. You were right there with them. We had twice, one at the 5-minute mark, one at the 3-minute mark. We go out of bounds when we didn't have to. If you don't do that, those are 40-second play clocks. They don't have the ball. They don't take the lead with 50 seconds to go because they don't have the ball. And that's weird things like that. A block in the back after in the third quarter. We score a beautiful 5-minute drive. We get an interception. We get back-to-back first downs, moving the ball real well. And instead of having a 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8, we have a 1st and 25 because of an completely unneeded block in the back call that we just shot ourselves in the foot. Doing that stuff, letting them go out of bounds in the 2-minute drill instead of guarding the sideline. These are just things that our team is learning, our team is growing, and we use that as coaching opportunities, and that's on us as coaches not to get them to tackle them in bounds. But all these things add up, to not allowing, or allowing them to get back in the game.
Yeah, a lot of opportunities moving forward as you guys get set for a road trip to Holton on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup with the Wildcats right after this here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher here on KNZA, our weekly locker room chat brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach Boucher, before we get into the Holton matchup here in week number 3, we are through that first quarter of the regular season. You guys sit at 1-1. It is early. There's not a ton to go off of except these couple of games. What have you liked through the first 2 weeks, and what is something you guys are looking to improve upon, not just this week, but moving forward for the rest of the regular season?
I like our backfield execution. I think our backs are really working hard together and blocking for each other and getting after it. Our young offensive line that we had to replace a bunch of cats with, they have really come a long way, and we just got to get a little healthier, and that's coming. We've really shown some good things on offense, had 300 yards of offense the first 2 weeks. I don't know if we've done that since I've been here officially, maybe last year it was close, but Defense is coming along. You know, we've forced, what, 8 turnovers in 2 games. You know, Griffin Compton, you know, set a school record with 3 interceptions on Friday. And, you know, like, so, or we're turning people over on defense. We're running the football. You know, we've outgained both opponents by a pretty wide margin, you know, and we're holding, even when the offense, we're playing complementary football where if the offense turns the ball over, the defense is holding for the most part. We just had a couple letdowns on Friday, but, you know, overall, I really like our progress on both sides of the ball.
You get Holton on Friday. You talk about teams running the football. You guys have done it well. They do it as well as anybody here in this area, and that was no exception in their big win last week against Raleigh County. Those two teams, absolute shootout, over 1,000 yards of offense. Holton had 66 carries for 537 yards. They had 3 guys go over 100 in that game. You've seen it. You know what to expect, and you know it's coming, yet it's always successful what Holton's able to do on the ground. Just always the challenge of preparing for a Brooks Barta team and their efficiency in terms of running the football, just the challenges there for this week.
We learned it from the same guy. You know, that's why we run the same offense as Holton does. And, you know, I've known Coach Barta my entire life. It's something that it's the reason we run the offense, and it's hard, it's deceptive, it's quick. You can't guard, it stretches you horizontally along the front and allows cracks and openings. You put too many guys in the box and it's one broken tackle and it's gone, and you don't put enough guys at the point of attack and they're just chunking yards and they're patient enough to just come right at you at 3 yards and 3 yards and 3 yards and 3 yards. And if you can't consistently be tough enough to stop it, then they're going to break you. And that's what we want to do. That's why we do it the way we do it. And that's how his dad did it. And that's how he does it. So we just got to consistently step up and get after him, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, 2 very effective running teams, no doubt about it, this week. The highlight here, you know, there's a lot of things you can point to in terms of kind of headlines and storylines. You know, 2 teams sitting here at 1-1, game 3, still so much to play for. It's just week 3, but, you know, when you talk keys, expectations, going on the road, always a tough place to play in Holton. Just what are you expecting from your team Friday night, and what's it going to take to get a win?
I expect us to have a bounce back. We had a great week of practice, or a great day of practice, and I really think we're going to bounce back, and we've got a right mindset, and I think we know what we're capable of, and that was not what we were on Friday, and we're ready to get after it again. But the number one key for us is consistency. You know, can you get 4 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards? Can you do that 30 plays down the field? You know, whether it's consistently coming off and scoring on one 80-yard play or 30 yards, you know, over 80 or 30 plays over 80 yards, can we consistently come off and hit people in the mouth and not shoot ourselves in the foot and do what we're supposed to do? And on defense, is coming out there and consistently playing with high effort, high, you know, low pad level, getting after the ball and rallying the ball. And stopping them. Consistency is the name of the game.
There it is. Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Panthers and Wildcats this Friday night is going to be our feature game on 103.9. Catch it on the Holton channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you ahead of week 4.
Yep. Thanks, sir.